If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Everybody's smiling because Dean Richards is here. Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
It's a sunshine day.
Thank you. Walk outside now, the summer sun. Okay, hello. How are you, Dean?
These
it is beautiful.
Are the things that take up space in our brains.
And isn't it great?
This is why we can't do anything important, because we know the words to Sunshine Day from the Brady Bunch.
It is a beautiful song, and it's a beautiful day.
It is. Did you see the Brady Bunch houses for sale?
Yes, five-something million.
5 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd love to live there, man. I loved that staircase. I would play ball in the house.
Oh, my nose.
And then I'd make a volcano that spewed lava on the back deck.
I would buy it if Alice came with the house to cook.
Didn't everybody want an Alice? Mm. I really did.
It would be so great.
You could tell your life's problems to her. She seemed to always get it, you know?
Sam the Butcher sneaking in the back of the house.
And you had great meat, so that was good.
Excuse me?
He brought it, you know.
Oh,
he
gave from the butcher shop.
Yes, yes. Speaking of great meat, can I just tell you that I have always had a crush on Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. And they were babes. And I'm like, oh, they're too old for me. That is not true.
I was just watching. Godfather 2 was streaming on some channel over the weekend. And I watched it. It's in my top three favorite movies of all time. It is an absolute masterpiece. But here you see a young Robert De Niro. You see a young Al Pacino.
Babes.
They were handsome men.
Oh, totally.
They were handsome, handsome men. These days, still with something in common, the other day we reported to you that Robert De Niro is about to become a new father at age 79.
We call that pulling a Tony Randall. I think he just had a kid last week, and he's been dead for how many years?
Wow, that is virile. You can do that when you're dead. But today, this morning, news that Al Pacino is also about to become a new father.
Hoo-ah!
He's 83 years old.
God love him. And how old is his baby mama?
His baby mama, let me see here.
I know the answer to this.
What is the
29.
Baby? 29 years old. Wow. I'm sure they have really interesting conversations.
I'm sure they don't talk about the Brady Bunch.
They're not singing Sunshine Day. They're living Sunshine Day. The girlfriend's name is Noor Alfala.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. And they've been dating since. She's a producer, I'll say. They've been dating since April 2022. Al Pacino has a 33-year-old. How old did you say she was? 29?
29.
Okay, so he's got a daughter older than his girlfriend. A 33-year-old daughter, as well as 22-year-old twins right now. But, you know, I've interviewed Al Pacino many times. He is captivating. He is captivating when you talk to this man. He's, like, so, I don't know, there's an electricity about him, you know, when you get into
a conversation
with the man.
And he had kids with Beverly D'Angelo too.
Yeah,
I don't know if they were ever married. Yeah,
yeah. Those are from that relationship came the 22-year-old twins.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Where do they register?
Congratulations to these old guys. You know, the 79 years old, 83 years old, and you know, apparently loving their lives. So what the heck?
Do they register at Bed Bath & Beyond, Crate & Barrel,
well,
and Nintendo.com?
I hope not Bed Bath & Beyond,
because yeah,
that's going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you register for a new baby?
Well, yeah, I guess you do. I'm sure a wedding will follow. Maybe not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but...
How'd Succession do?
You know what? I'm just happy for these crazy kids.
Oh, yeah, and one is a kid.
So, That's literally. Succession, the official ratings came out yesterday. We suspected that they were going to be about this way because that's how the final season has been going. But the numbers actually came out. 3 million, just under 3 million people watched the series finale this past Friday night. 68% higher than the season 3 finale back in 2021. But here's what's interesting. This is, with all the buzz, with all the hype, with all the everything about Succession, it is not HBO's highest rated show, or as it's now called, Max.
Yeah.
The second season of White Lotus had nearly double the viewers than the final season of Succession. So even by other streaming measures, it's nowhere close. Euphoria, House of the Dragon, and The Last of Us had even bigger audiences than that. I heard, I think it was John Williams yesterday, talking about the final ratings for this, and like the Who Shot JR episode mm-hmm. was like 20 times higher than the ratings for the final Succession. So even though it's all anyone is talking about, it's, you know, considered one of the most talked about shows, it is not among the most watched shows, interestingly enough.
In my personal circle, I was one of the only few who watched it. It wasn't that, you know, it's so popular. WGN. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and we're talking to Dean Richards. Dean, somebody says Pacino is registered at Bed Bath and the Great Beyond.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
All right.
I was looking for like a Pampers joke.
Well, there is one. I thought I'd... The girlfriend can change the baby's diaper after changing his. That's bad. Shame on you, 630. Oh,
ageism is so funny.
I know, except I'm on the other side of
yeah,
it now.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Tell us about singer Sia.
Sia is a super popular singer. If you don't know about her, definitely your kids or your grandkids do. She's probably most famous for the way she cuts her hair.
Yeah.
She's got white, right?
Is it black, like, and white?
Black and white hair. And the bangs come down over her eyes. I don't know how she can even see out of the whole thing, but I don't want to sound like my dad when the Beatles came out.
That crazy mop tops.
That crazy haircut. Get a haircut, you hippie. But that's how she wears her hair. That's what she for which she is best known. But super popular as a performer. And now she has revealed that she has autism. That she is on the spectrum. She made the announcement during a podcast that she was doing, said that she became aware of it over the past couple of years, and said for the first 45 years of her life, she didn't feel human. She felt like she had to put her human suit on, and it's only after having this, you know, being diagnosed, that she feels fully herself. So this comes a couple of years after she apologized for her depiction of autism in a movie that she made in 2020 that was called Music. But, she announced she's living on the spectrum.
A lot of people are. There are four levels to the spectrum. Someone in my family has recently been diagnosed on the spectrum. And I think more of us than not probably are. I'm definitely ADHD, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know?
Yeah, I know several people who are.
Yeah.
And they are lovely. They get through life one day at a time, like most of us should be.
Absolutely. All right. There's an actor that passed away. Do I know who he is?
You would definitely recognize John Beasley if you saw him. He's one of these great character actors that's been in lots of different movies. He was in the movie Rudy. He was one of the coaches in Rudy. He was on the WB drama called Everwood that was pretty popular, The Apostle. He did a movie with Oprah Winfrey. He's been in lots of different things. Maybe recently you saw him at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. They did a production of The Notebook there, and he was featured in that and was supposed to go to Broadway with this company and this production later on this summer. He passed away in his hometown of Omaha. Interestingly, he didn't even start acting till he was 45 years old. He worked at the Union Pacific Railroad for most of his adult life. Got the acting bug, took it up, was successful. He was a really great actor. I interviewed him a couple of times for different movies and couldn't have been a nicer gentleman. John Beasley was his name. Take a look, you know, Google him later on.
You'll know him right away.
You'll recognize his face instantly. He was 79 years old.
What's new in home video this week?
We have got a little something for everyone this week. Now that some of your favorites have wrapped up their series, like Succession and Barry.
Barry, oh,
another.
So good.
Did you watch the final Barry?
Oh, yeah.
No details, please, because I haven't gotten around to either one of them yet.
I have one word for you. Wow.
Wow.
Not even putting any emotion behind it, because the whole, every episode was wow.
But everybody's telling me how great it is.
It is so good.
I'll catch up within the next 2 years. I'm sure I'll finally
excellent
get around to seeing it. I'll be one of those spoiler alert people. It's like, I know it's 2 years ago. Don't tell me anything. new streaming series this week is a new drama that's called The Idol that stars the singer The Weeknd. He plays a kind of like mysterious manager in the music business, taking over the career of a troubled pop star who is played by Lily Rose Depp. She's quite amazing in this. That will begin streaming on Max starting on Sunday. The final episodes, the fourth and final season of the Supernatural series Manifest.
Oh, I actually am still watching that.
Okay, well, they're going to be winding things up. The final season that begins Friday on Netflix. Also on Netflix, the third season of the sketch comedy show I Think You Should Leave.
Love it.
Is streaming right now. Wow, you are a streaming watcher. Look at you.
I know. I need to get a full-time job one of these days.
How about the old TV show iCarly? Were you a fan of that?
Yeah, I watched the reboot, too. I have two 20-something boys.
Ah,
so.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. They keep me hip.
That is...
Or try to.
Third season of that begins on Paramount Plus tomorrow. We've got the dramedy series called With Love on Amazon Prime. Brother and sister trying to find love on their own. Also... Friday on Paramount Plus, a new twist on the dating shows that are out there. This one sounds kind of interesting. Seven guys and seven girls competing for the affections of one person. That's called Looking for Love. We also have a new movie that's out this week that's streaming on Peacock, the life story of LeBron James. That one's called Shooting Stars. We've got a new documentary this week called Shiny Happy People, which dives into the sex scandals of the Duggar family. Remember the reality TV
stars? I'm going to have to watch that.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I got to get a life. I also have to go. We have to hit some news. So one more.
Sarah Silverman.
Love her.
New stand-up special streaming now on Max. That's all I got, and it's still a sunshine day.
All right. Super cool. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.